Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 5th of July, 2023, and we are on the road to 50. I got a full show today, and we're going to get back to that on the road to 50. Mr. C.A. Newry joining me this morning on this on-the-clock Guardian Man Down Mashup Wednesday. We got lots to talk about. Before I get into the Sand Dolly reads, I have to make this point. Mr. Newry, we have to talk about the road to 50. It break up. And I thought it was just us bougie Eastern Road people that were experiencing the pain of portals to other worlds. Some big potholes on Eastern Road, Shirley Street, Johnson Road area. But then I went to the Valley of Christine and Johnny. Y'all remember Christine and Johnny Corner? I think they call it, Cordo?
Cordo Avenue and East Street.
Yes. I wish it was in Independence Week because I tell my producer play that song, Over Hills and Valleys Too. It ain't potholes. The whole road surface disappeared, right?
It's a crater there.
And it gets worse the deeper you go into the island, into the inner city communities and into the communities where black people live.
East Street bad.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. It's horrible. I made a point to mention the sinkhole that opened up on the Western Road. Mm-hmm. But what's happening in the inner cities is horrible.
What about the Eastern Road? That's not the inner city.
No, what I'm saying, that's horrible. It's terrible.
Not East Street, no. I talk about the Eastern Road.
Right, it's horrible. But a lot of people who use the Eastern Road have insurance.
Okay.
Of all kinds. They have all kinds of different insurance. Mm-hmm. I find that people in the inner city are limited to the basic of insurance policies, right? These people have insurance and anything and everything. But then we go to the Family Islands, and someone sent me a video from Georgetown.
I saw that.
Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous.
That's bad.
Considering the exponential increase in everything once you go to the everything costs not just more, but much more. Mm-hmm. When you go to the Family Islands. And so I got to say, the road to 50, it break up. It break up bad. And so I have to reignite my call for the resignation of the Minister of Public Works. This is essential. We have to do something to demand that ministry perform its basic services. They can't even get the basics down.
Mm-hmm.
There are no plans. Where's the plan for the hurricane prep? The management of the landscape? Where's BPL coordinating with the Ministry of Works and the other utility services to ensure that all lines are cleared? That all verges are cleared? It's ridiculous at this point. And it's difficult for people to find the energy to celebrate independence when there's so much slack happening around us. We don't see our family island brothers and sisters as much as we should do. So we don't get to see what it is they're suffering from, while we in New Providence act as if we are the only things that exist. That's a bit of a harsh read. But I think that our family island residents and Bahamians deserve someone to stand up for them. Enough is enough. There's just too much not paying attention to the things that have to be taken care of. It's just the basics.
Aaron, you sound frustrated, though.
But look here, let me tell you how frustrated I am. You could imagine that everybody and their mother know that if you want to commit a traffic infraction, go to Mackey and Shirley Street. Don't mind the massive amounts of tourists that traverse through that space every day. That's where you go. So this morning, when on my way to work, when I saw a car with a Corps of Diplomats plate on it, turned right on red at Shirley and Mackey. I was frustrated to no end. I mean, see, because we like to say, oh, that's the Bobo and Togi type who be committing all these traffic infractions. It's not. It's the professionals. It's the people with good jobs. It's the people who could afford AC in their car, in their office, and at home.
Is it that they breaking the infractions, or they understand that this makes sense? You should be able to turn right on red.
No, you shouldn't be able to turn right
or
on
should
red.
Or turn left on red.
See, turning left on red is a particular problem. See, I could understand why people continue to turn left on red, even though they know it's actually illegal. And I can understand why people turn left on red, because some of them don't know that it is now illegal. And I could understand, because you could imagine you behind a police car and the police car turning left on red at an intersection where you cannot turn left on red? Who's going to not turn left on red after that?
There you go.
Right, but it's the basics. It's the little small things that really matter. And those are the things that we're not taking care of. That's where the problem lies. Not in the big things, right? I know we're going to talk about Mr. Wayne Monroe, the honorable member for Freetown. We're going to talk about him this morning. He loves to compare us to other jurisdictions, right? He likes to justify what it is we're seeing here by saying things like, well, in other jurisdictions, this is what's happening. What more do you expect? We ain't talking about those big things. We're talking about the small things. We're wondering why the police on mobile patrol drive with their windows up. You on mobile patrol? How are you going to hear what's happening in the area you're patrolling? The small things, the itty-bitty things. We even get to BPL. The road to 50 is long and it broke up. Anyway, let's get started, Mr. Newry. I would like to begin with my traditional opening now. I am the Prime Minister now, Mr. Newry.
You are
at 11 o'clock, that may change.
You are in charge.
At 11 o'clock, that may change.
The whole jurisdiction.
I have on my junkanoo tie
and
my junkanoo shoes. Perry Christie give me these shoes.
Oh, you could dance.
These are the shuffling shoes.
Oh, okay.
I am the Prime Minister now.
You are the Prime Minister.
We're going to get into that, but before we get there, today, Wednesday, the 5th of July, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value, Cable Beach. And again on Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th at Super Value, Blue Hill Road. Show your sand dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend 18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. We're going to get right into the on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, we'll have two winners who can receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the question correctly. When you speak to the producer, give him your cell phone number and your digital wallet provider and your custom name if you have it on hand, so that we can transfer the $30 straight to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. First question for the day. In what year did the USA declare its independence? In what year did the USA declare its independence? The number to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 for our listeners in the Bahamas, but not in...
Having them, but persons knock them down. Yeah. Why haven't they been replaced?
Yes.
You see, all of these, we're talking about road safety now, mm-hmm. but, you know, the government has got to, and when I say the government, I'm talking about the agencies responsible for these things. They got to get their butts back out on the streets and do the work that they are being paid to do.
Yes.
These are things that the public needs. But I'll end my contribution right there, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call, as usual.
No, man, absolutely. You see, because, you see, I sit in here, I want to talk about lofty things. I want to talk about rights, and I want to talk about, right, reimagining the future. I want to talk about shifting policies and political reform. And the people on the ground saying, listen, I just want to talk about whether I could get to work without breaking up my car. I could be honest with you, Ms. Green. I don't care about none of that ethereal, cerebral foolishness you want to talk about. We just need the basics taken care of. Like, for instance, somebody stole every single detour sign in New Providence, Mr. Newry. I am certain somebody stole them. Because I know the government. I know that the government knows that we need detour signs. I know that they know that. Right? And I know that they had them created. They made them. They made the road work signs. They made the don't park on the sidewalk signs. They made the turn left on red hair sign. The don't turn left on red hair sign. I know that they made all of those signs and somebody stole them.
I'm starting to believe that we need help, Aaron. We will need help for the next 50 years. We cannot go on this trek alone. We can need some support. We can need some ideas. We can need some loftier goals.
Yeah, we need something. And I can tell you why. Because when adults, like when you could look at me and tell me, well, the person in front of me ran the red light, so I ran it too. That's what adults is, and not just adults, adults with good jobs.
With good jobs.
With secured, like the jobs where you have to get vetted.
Good education.
Right. You need 2 degrees.
Skills, yes.
You get
from people.
You get invited to fancy, looking at that light flashing red. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Aaron, I call to agree with those callers. Now, one thing. Ministry of Works, they only have one crew was paving the road. And when that one crew there to the east, that means nothing get done to the west. I don't understand why they don't have at least 3 crews was paving the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hire more people. You know, you only got one machine. I think they should have at least 3 machines. We pay about, what, $200 million just on license alone. That in the gas station, money what they get. And right now, you got a cyber road to go on to drive. Mm-hmm. Some big pothole and thing all over the way. And I mean, that's my point when I would say, Mr. Zess, I don't know what he's be doing. They like I say again, they need at least 3 crew to be doing the paving.
Mm-hmm.
And that would ease a lot of the burden. You can't just got 1 crew. Then when that one machine break down, nothing get done. You know, and I think they should do that. And by the way, between Palm Tree Avenue and Robertson Road, mm-hmm. heading towards Robertson Road,
yeah.
there's a crater there. People have to go around that on the next lane
yeah.
and then come back in. I guess the water line got a voice first before that gets there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how things is there.
Thank you.
But I think they need to relook at that. Instead of giving out these contracts and all kind of foolishness, hire the people permanently. You know, get 3 machines, at least for New Providence, to be doing the road paving. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. Or manage the subcontracting process better, because I can tell you, you know, Cecil, you know how frustrating it is to see people patching the road in slippers?
You know, yeah, but some places they need to pave.
But this is what I'm saying. First of all, we had I could continue to rant today. I told the government for years, we are not going to accept coal patch as a permanent paving solution.
Thank you.
The people them tell me I'm being outrageous. They just no. patching. They ain't paving with coal patch. They really believe that they could convince us that putting coal patch on the ground is complete a paving project.
I'll give you an example. You come coming towards towards Bacardi Road, heading west.
Mm-hmm.
That every time it rains, holes go down. They need to come down and pave that road properly.
Yes.
Carmichael Road need a paving all together. Curl Harbor Road need a paving all together between the airport and the roundabout.
It's more than that. And this is why I'm going to continue to call for the Minister of Works resignation.
Yeah, but they, like I say, they can solve the problem. We mm-hmm. spend enough money in this country. Hire, buy three machines. That means you got to hire more people. And we'll get the roadway going much faster than what they be doing.
Absolutely. There are solutions at hand.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So listen, day before yesterday, we were trying to go to the free paraphernalia giveaway in town.
How was that? I heard it was an excellent concert.
Did I say anything about the concert?
You didn't go to the concert?
The flyer didn't say anything about the concert.
No, the flyer did not say anything about the concert.
But apparently the concert was great. I didn't know there was a concert afterwards. Right, today, yesterday, and Monday, right?
Yes.
But that's not the point of the story. The point of this, and the fact that the flyer didn't announce that there was an actual concert, that's not the point of the story. The fact that the flyer, the details on the flyer were misleading.
What do you mean misleading?
So they say they're having a free paraphernalia giveaway from 7:30 to 8:30. That's all that the flyer said.
What's the problem?
So when you go out to the square at like 7 o'clock and you already meet like 400 people in the square because they're actually having a concert, you know, people become disappointed and frustrated. When you walk into the venue ahead of time, before the giveaway begins, and you hear people saying, oh, ain't no more left. Right? But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is while we were walking to Pompey Square and walking back to our car in disappointment, we saw this steamroller.
Okay.
Just rolling through town. Next to it was one of those tar machines I think the caller was referencing. On a trailer being towed through town.
Okay.
But the steamroller was just on the bare road.
Just running through.
Just rolling, just breaking up the road, essentially. Could you imagine that the Ministry of Works sent a piece of equipment out to go fix road, but to get the equipment to the site, they breaking up the road. With the equipment that they're going to use to fix the other piece of road.
Oh, God.
This is why I'm frustrated, Mr. Newry. But listen, I got to get to callers. And callers, I want to let you all know something. I am the MP now, and I want to talk about this other boy who think he is...
The Prime Minister?
The Prime Minister.
Of his own island.
Yeah, with another MP on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that bad
guy. Another MP, so he's shocked. He, you know where he get that from?
Right, and then I find out that Iram Lewis... You see, because I have this thing, Mr. Newry, I call as I come in right now. I think that we have to have an immediate law passed. No politician could go into a church unchaperoned.
What?
Yeah, it's just reckless. And now I see Lewis. No politician could leave their house unchaperoned.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Miss Green.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
All right. I listen to the show every morning.
Why,
good
thank
show.
You. Thank you.
My thing is about this traffic.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a person, never went to court in my life, but breaking the rules, I believe in abiding by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I just overheard you this morning to say, it's no turn on the left. And I've been doing that, I might as well say, when I have a chance to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
One time the gossip came out to say, no, it's not true. And then somebody else come back and say, but I do remember them saying, yes, it's the law now, not to turn on red,
mm-hmm.
on left.
Yeah, there was.
So what is that? I need to know because they need to put a sign up, a little sign to say, no left turn.
I can tell you right now. So the law was gazetted July 27th, 2019. Right?
Yeah.
There's an article I read directly from the article, and I read the quote from the minister. Right? In the article, the minister indicates that now you could turn left on red. What was left out of the article, and I'm not certain whether the reporters didn't, you know, capture the minister saying it or whether the minister did not say it at all. But in the article, the minister said, now you could turn left on red. What was missing was that at an intersection where a sign is posted indicating you can turn left on red. And that's what the law is currently. You can only turn left on red at an intersection where there's a sign indicating you can turn left on red. There is only one intersection on the island of New Providence, where there is a sign indicating you could turn left on red. That is at University Drive and University Commons. So that's the old Thompson Boulevard, where you turn in to go to the stadium.
Uh-huh. But
that's the only place.
Clarifying, but that still ain't. I witness this every day. I frequent.
I with you. I watch
road,
the police do it too.
Road, and what gets me? I am mm-hmm. going. I'm going straight up east on Burnett Road.
Yeah.
People in the back of me who wants to turn on Village Road, they honking. They honking behind me. Like, what you want me to do? I am going straight. So
exactly.
Everybody's still turning.
Yeah. And right, you in a lane where you can go straight, and you must turn just because they want to turn?
This one don't have a lane. This you're on the outside lane.
No, I know.
And if I'm in the front, I'm going straight. You just have to wait until I go straight, and then you turn.
That's the rules.
But this is like confusing me, because I don't break the law, but
and so,
where we stand now?
So
I call my daughter, and she says she didn't know nothing about it.
Where we stand now is this. It is illegal to turn left on red anywhere but University Drive and University Commons. If you get into an accident, right, and you were the person who turned left on red, you liable for that accident because your insurance can read the law. They ain't going to read what the police saying. They're going to read the law. And the law says you cannot turn left on red anywhere but where there's a sign posted. And there's only one sign, University Drive and University Commons. Now, the police had said in that press statement where they reminded us that it's illegal to turn left on red, they said that they think that the better solution is to put up a sign where you cannot turn left on red. But it's now 2023. It's July 5th, 2023. The law was gazetted July 27th, 2019. So I appreciate why people are frustrated. I appreciate why people are still doing it. Like I said, especially if you see a police officer do it in front of you, why would you believe somebody on the road telling you you can't do that? But everybody, call your insurance agent. And do me a favor. Don't just say, hey, can I turn left on red? Say to your insurance agent, can you review the law pertaining to turning left on red and advise me of what the law says? Ask them to read it. Ask your insurance agent to give you a formal policy from the insurance company. Because you know who don't play in this town? The insurance industry.
Oh, you get that right.
They protect the integrity of the space they work in.
But thanks for clearing that up. But I normally don't turn unless I have to. And sometimes the people just be honking in the back of me that I must go, because you could turn.
And they get...
I wait until all the traffic completely stop before
it's
freedom for me to turn.
They get aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
No, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Let's go to another caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
Aaron.
How you do?
I'm good, thank you. I'm calling concerning of these holes in the road.
Yes, sir?
Yes. I want to know if the Bahamians realize that the FNM, who just come out of Parliament,
mm-hmm.
do they get paid, those that who vote in Parliament? Do they vote and be paid?
Yeah, when you're in opposition, you get a salary, MP salary.
Okay, good.
And so the leader of the opposition gets a separate salary.
All of those people who are getting paid from the budget, all I talk about, those who in power and those who isn't in power.
Mm-hmm.
These people need to work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you have a few people working for the government, you're talking about the holes in the road.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put the politicians to fix the holes, FNM and PLP, every area of Nassau.
Yes.
Where these people have to drive, where people have to drive.
Yes,
all
sir.
If you get two politicians
mm-hmm.
and one in power and one isn't in power, the one who isn't in power should work with the one who is in power and fix this country, man. I talk about whatever it is in this country.
Yeah, just
fix it. Whatever it is in this country. These people
need to work for that money. They can't be getting paid just because the people vote for them and thing.
Yeah.
They can't just be getting the money. They need to work for this money.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you really look at it, you be crying about this, talking about that. And these people ain't doing nothing, man. That is in right in the sight of God.
Thank you. Thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, man. You know, we need to speak up on that. Put everybody to work, because if you find a politician who is in the House of Assembly, they could get a few people in the community, in their constituency, get a few people and bring them together.
And the F&M
who in a different area, bring one of them who are in favor of that, probably that same politician.
Yeah.
Bring these two people together. You have F&M and PLPs.
Right.
Bring these people together and fix these holes.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Or take something and beat them.
No. But I appreciate the level of frustration. I also appreciate the strategy, you know, the suggestion that you gave. Bring people together and empower them to solve the small problems in their space. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, we missed you. Let's go to that next caller. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning again. I had to call back.
Yes.
You know, two other things that we have to look at. And you know, the turning on red. You know, our people right now, since that thought process was put out there that it is okay to turn on red, how do you now unlearn something that you have learned? I think this turning on red is something, one of the most progressive moves any government within recent times have done, especially to our traffic laws. You know, why is it that it's taken them this long to go back into Parliament and enact this so this thing becomes a reality?
Or they don't even have to go back into Parliament.
This is legal now.
No, they just need to go to the Ministry of Works.
And get what?
Right? They need to sit down. Well, first of all, it appears as if there's some stenching going on, right? And it appears as if we, the people, we're going to suffer because some people don't want to talk to each other properly. I think it is that the police insist, it appears as if they are really committed to the idea that there should be signs that say where you cannot turn left on red, right? And so that will require a change in the law. But right now, the law has been gazetted. What we need is the Ministry of Works to produce signs to be erected at each intersection where you can turn left on red. Or for someone to make the immediate decision that the legislation needs to go back to Parliament and needs to be amended to say you can turn left on red anywhere where there is not a sign, right?
Okay. And that's true.
Those are the two simple solutions right there.
And the only other thing to go with that then, because it means that then still we can have to do some changes with the Road Traffic Act in terms of the lanes. That will permit you to turn freely on, turn left on red, because right now we have a circumstance, and one of the previous callers, she spoke to it.
Yeah.
The lane that turns from Village Road onto Wolf Road from the south side near the gas station, that they have an arrow there where the traffic could either go ahead or turn left. Now, most persons, especially in the morning, they turn left onto Wolf Road, because it's an easier route. They don't go straight ahead. But if you have someone at the head of that line going straight ahead, and you got the whole rest of the line turning left, of course that person is going to get honked off the light because...
People have no manners.
Not only that. You see, the perception out here is that it is all right to turn left on red.
Yeah, but that person's going straight, they ain't going left.
Well, I see some of them now inch up a little bit to allow the people to come around them to turn left.
Which is also wrong.
But we need to fix the lanes. Now, if that's going to happen, because that's three lanes there. You have the lane, you could turn left, you could go straight ahead, as well as you can turn right.
Listen.
You would designate the left lane, to turn, the outermost lane on that side to turn left. Then you free up the traffic off Soldier Road onto Wolf Road
with little to no ease.
Right. Putting the lane there solves all problems, right?
But exactly.
I with you. But here's what I'm going to say. I want to thank you because you have been the people them defender. Because you know what I about to say. I about to say we need a new traffic offense called driving with more dollars than cents. Because if I catch you deciding that you're going to jump three or four cars or you're going to act aggressively towards another driver because you want to turn left and they're going straight, I revoking your license. You have more dollars than cents and you don't deserve the privilege to drive. And that's why I wanted to throw that more dollars than cents out yesterday, Nuri, when we was running out of time or the day before. Because some of y'all have more dollars than cents. You really think that somebody should change their whole route because you want to turn left? Now, on the red light? Okay, I got to take one more caller, then I got to read the text, I got to go to a break. I ain't even talk about John Pinder, who may be the only sensible MP in the bunch. John Pinder, I may have to put you at number... I won't put you at number two, you know, but Cooper. Anyway, good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Is Mr. Nuri in with you today?
Is here.
I tell him I's the PM now. He ain't say nothing since then. It's a good
I'm
MP.
Somebody got to be the PM.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
So you trying to tell me now the road that the street that I see marked with the arrow to turn left under the light.
Yeah.
It's the same as the ones that I see marked to turn left by... On the University Drive.
No, no.
Two different type of signs.
Arrows don't matter.
No, that sign painted on the road, that does not mean that you could turn left whenever you want. When the line is painted on the road, that indicates that that is the lane for turning left when the light is green.
Okay, understandable. So, back to the lady that called before the gentleman.
Yes.
Where she says she going straight, but she on the turning lane.
Yes.
That still makes no sense to me because you're holding up the lane for me.
No, no. What she's saying...
I may be turning, you may be going straight, and because of the traffic in front of you, you're blocking my way from turning straight.
But,
that's how I drive.
No, I know what you're saying.
If I'm turning, I'm on a turning lane. If I'm not turning, I don't care how long that straight lane is, I'm going on that.
Right, but I appreciate, like, because that's like... At Village and Shirley, there are three lanes. One, the left lane is you could turn left or go straight. And what you're saying is if you're going straight, you'll avoid that lane.
Mackie Street on Wolf Road, red light, there by JBR.
No, no, that's different. That's different.
No, but that has a turning lane also.
Right, but that turning lane is only turn left. And only
so I know
left
only,
on
I knew it was only on green, but I'm saying that has the same kind of marking in the road.
No. The one at Village and Shirley, the left lane... You can turn left or go straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn left or go straight. The one at Mackey turning onto Wolf Road, there's one lane to go left and one lane to go right.
Yeah, so I because...
You don't
I,
mind I, those I, people who shoot across the light to JBR. They just doing whatever.
Because I usually would go on the turning lane if there's one there.
Yeah.
But then you're talking about marking the road. Right?
Uh-huh.
However, you need to remember how recent was Village Road finished?
Yep.
And it's marked already.
Listen.
How long was the road paved for the prince and the princess when they came over?
Uh-huh.
They're still yet to be still yet to be marked.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to sign my petition to have the Minister of Works resign?
Listen, I will sign for him, I will sign for Cornish and everybody else that comes after.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
No problem. So you could mark me down for that.
Absolutely. But I ain't going to show it to them because, you know, some of them touches. Anyway, here's what I'm saying. Thank you, callers. I need you to give me a moment. Producer, start us to the break. I can read some texts as we go to the break and read more texts as we come back. Aaron, if the funds are not available to perform a holistic paving program at the moment, why not allot multiple contracts to qualified contractors to temporarily patch the holes in the meantime? The funds can then trickle down to the people who really need it, and we have temporary relief. Dear Texter, I really appreciate the solution that you brought to the table. Let me say this. I don't have a problem with multiple contracts and subcontractors. I have a problem when they are not properly supervised. When those who are in charge don't ensure that they have the tools necessary to do the job. If I see another subcontractor tamping down the road with his foot, the back of a shovel, as opposed to the machine that applies the appropriate pressure to seal the patch, I can get frustrated. Yeah, we know the money needs to trickle down. Let's go to the break, producer. When we get back from the break, I'm going to finish out these texts, and I'm going to prepare myself to leave office as is customary in the changing of power. Let's go to the break. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't go anywhere.
As the Bahamas observes 50 years of independence, the Nassau Guardian is doing something special for our readers. During the week of July 3rd, as we count down to Independence Day, we will roll out a series of publications to mark this momentous occasion. We will remember the events that led us to becoming a nation state. We will trace our development over the last 5 decades, and we will consider where we want to be in the next 50. You don't want to miss our exciting lineup of independence supplements, as each is guaranteed to be a keepsake. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from the Nassau Guardian, your trusted source for news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio FM. I'm going to try and pull through these texts. People, the original flyer does state that it was a night market and concert series for 4 days from 4 to 9 p.m. The follow-up flyer after day one advises the paraphernalia giveaway. Oh. I'm glad that y'all created the flyers. I'd love to have a talk with y'all about marketing and inundating. See, because this is not just a regular event. This is the people's event. And we must take every effort to make sure that all the people know what is available for them to celebrate. Also, did you coordinate with public transportation providers to ensure that buses were running later than normal so people who cannot move at their own pace have access to downtown to attend these events? Morning, Aaron. There ain't a bad road in Grand Bahama, not one single one, and we are bigger than Nassau 5 times. Is the port responsible for that?
But no one living in Grand Bahama no more. Then we have about 12 cars. Everybody in Nassau, all the Grand Bahama moved to Nassau. That's why I rose them dig up the buck, dig up.
Ah, because it's too dense.
Then all kind of people.
Send me the petition quick. Ministry of Works is lost. Bell and Cornish.
We're going to have a show. I'm going to host a show on terms of who in the PLP party the prime minister needs to shuffle or fire. We'll have a conversation.
Because I'm starting here.
Like, and we'll hash out and give reasons of why, pros and
no cons. MP should be allowed to move about this place unchaperoned. It's dangerous to the Bahamian public and to democracy.
Look where you're going.
Put me on the list. I will. Miss G, come visit Seabreeze and see the pothole maze. Bahamians are just lawless. Drivers continuously honk at you if you are not turning left, or they overtake cars and turn in front of you. We are just rude. The roads are not properly marked, so you're not sure you are in the proper lane. The lanes need to be repainted. The sensors need to be realigned, or the road lines need to be realigned. The yellow boxes in the intersections need to be repainted. Because if you are caught in a yellow box on a red light, that's a $500 fine.
All that have been rescinded.
No.
And I explain to you. The yellow box, the striped yellow box has been rescinded. The plastic bags rule has been rescinded because you get plastic bags now.
No,
and turn left.
They biodegradable bags.
No.
It's a certain category.
I've had these plastic bags now for 6 months. Biodegradable bags within 3 weeks, right? These are good plastic bags. All everything that Minnis done
has been undone.
Oh, boy. Has been undone.
Oh, boy. I can teach you all a little Obia in the next hour if you'd like, Mr. Nuri. Because...
I'm scared of magic, but whatever you get.
No, I can tell you a little trick right now.
I try to make a dollar and 50
you
cents.
You could make a black man smile by smiling at them face. Obia.
Yeah, that's work.
It is work.
You can try that.
Black men are beautiful. Why people turning right on red at Shirley and Mackey Street on the north side? They're doing it because they will do whatever they want until they are stopped. Every business, I'm only trying to be polite because this is not my radio station, but I could sit here and call 10 businesses I've seen in the last 3 days where their employees have ran, have turned right on red at that light. Hey, Aaron, the light on Mackey and Wolf Road allows traffic turning left to go on the red light via the traffic signal. I was on that light on Saturday. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. The traffic signal is not the sign that the law references. Please speak to your insurance agent, but don't just ask them if you could turn left on red. Ask them to review the law. Ask them to review the law. Good morning, please. What happened to the Ministry of Work employee? Are they no longer employed to keep the country? What is their job now? That's another text. What's happening to Ministry of Work's employees? There is something wrong. Like I said, the vast majority of us are not, it's not that we're not concerned. We understand the enormity, the size of these big problems. We know that they take time to solve, but we expect our government to be able to solve the small things. Y'all want to be independent, but our motto right now should be, if you take care of the pence, the pounds will take care of themselves. I said it like that because I said it just the way my older white neighbor told me. If you take care of the pence, the pounds will take care of themselves. We got to go. Thank you for tuning into the first half of the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday. On the next side of the hour, Mr. Newry, we're going to talk about what's in the news, the fire in Andrus.
Yeah, man. What's trending inside the news that we're talking about?
Fire, fire in Grand Bahama. Iram Lewis in New Providence. The fire in Grand Bahama.
You mean he fly all the way over here? Anyway, we can talk about that.
Absolutely. You guys, caller, if you can stay through the break, Mr. Nuri will pick you up on the other side. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Oh, and if you're a Hannah Hasty Times, call me at 455-7242. Hasty's in particular. We're having a meet and greet this evening, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at St. Barnabas Hall.
And food?
There will be refreshments, but the space is limited.
Okay, so they got to call you to make RSVP. Yeah, that web word.
455-7242. You guys have a great day. I see you looking at me,
if this
waiting for
food,
me to hand over this tie.
If there's food, I might pass. But if there's no good food, I ain't coming.
Junk a new tie. Okay. Junk a new shoes.
There you go.
It's independence time.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Bahamas.
Okay.
Got that right.
I expect to see my money. Yeah, different stroke, but different poop. Different egg and different yolk. Different man, take different stand. Dog like road and cat like sand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.